We're going to be joined now by Chris Sheridan, who is an NBA writer with SheridanHoops.com, former ESPN and AP writer, and happy to have him. Chris, Dave Logan, Dave Krieger, how are you?
Hello, fellas. Good to be on with two Daves.
Yeah, thanks. Good to have you on. So what is your take on this kind of interesting and continued developing saga that the NBA has going on right now with Chris Paul and all of the pieces, all of the other pawns?
Well, with Dave and Dave, I think David, Mr. Stern, threw everybody a knuckleball and a monkey wrench last night when he squashed the Chris Paul to the Lakers trade. I mean, that thing came totally out of left field, and it was completely unprecedented. And from talking to people on the teams involved, it was completely unfair. I mean, you look at what the New Orleans Hornets were getting for Chris Paul. Remember, they run the risk of losing him at the end of the year and getting nothing back. Mm-hmm. They were going to get Luis Scola, Kevin Martin, Goran Dragic, Mar Odom, and the Knicks' first-round draft pick. That's three starters. Dragic, who's on the cusp of being starter material, and a first-round pick. That's a pretty damn good haul for a team that's running the risk of losing Chris Paul. And everybody around the league was under the impression that Dell Demps, the Hornets GM, had autonomy in terms of negotiating a deal. But a lot of the owners got upset about it. Dan Gilbert even fired off an email to David Stern that got leaked to the media and published, saying, "We can't allow this to happen." And remember, the NBA owns the New Orleans Hornets right now. They bought out George Shinn. And then David Stern squashed the trade. Now, it was just, you know, it's bizarre on so many levels. Take any permutation of the word bizarre and use it, and it'll be fitting. But I think what's going on today, fellas, is that the teams are trying to reengage each other, put something else in the trade to make it a little more attractive to the Hornets, and then try to get it through again. I think the thinking being that Stern had an overreaction, and it might have been fueled by the Board of Governors having met in New York yesterday, and a lot of vitriol being thrown around the room, and a lot of loud voices. That the labor agreement didn't pass unanimously. It was 25-5, and when David Stern left, this was his reaction, and it really floored everybody around the league. Nothing like this had ever happened before. So that's the Chris Paul situation. And then we have the Dwight Howard situation in Orlando. He obviously wants out of there. He would like to go to the Lakers or another big market. The Nets are ready to break his door down and give up and acquire him and bring along Hedo Turkoglu as well, give up Brook Lopez and a couple of first-rounders. But the crazy part of that story is that apparently it's being reported there was a meeting between Prokhorov, the Nets owner, and Billy King, the Nets GM, and Dwight Howard last night in Miami. And if that's true, that would break the league's tampering rules. And now the Magic are considering filing a tampering charge against the Nets. And as all this is going on, I'm keeping up with it on the computer. And Dwight Howard has shown up for the first day of training camp today in Orlando. At least that's what the Orlando Magic media department has put out to reporters. So.
But Chris,
there's a lot of moving parts, and it's a crazy period, unlike anything I've ever seen in 15 years covering the league.
Yeah, and everybody is getting down on David Stern today. I mean, everybody. I've never seen such a unanimity of media and fan and observer opinion that he screwed up. So naturally, taking the contrarian point of view, I'm trying to put myself in his shoes and figure out why he would do this. It obviously, in my opinion, has nothing to do with the value of the trade for the Hornets, because as you described, it's a very good deal for the Hornets, particularly compared to losing Chris Paul for nothing. But, you know, in towns like Denver, the entire issue surrounding the lockout had to do with Carmelo Anthony being able to force his way out of here to go to New York. And as you well know, he was not alone. Over the past 16 months, some of the league's biggest stars, LeBron and Carmelo and Amari Stoudemire, Chris Bosh, Darren Williams, have all forced their way out of smaller markets to go to either New York or Miami, basically, greater New York or Miami. And here are Chris Paul and Dwight Howard about to do exactly the same thing after the lockout and after the new labor agreement. What is the argument to say, you know what, nothing was solved, and as Dan Gilbert put it inelegantly, why not just name the other 25 teams in the league the Washington Generals?
Well, I think the Washington Generals comment kind of shows how emotional this has gotten for everybody. But why I can't find a way to defend David Stern on this, because it's not like the Hornets were getting fleeced in this trade. There have been a lot worse trades. And, look, Carmelo forced his way out of Denver, but Masai Ujiri played his hand so well, he got Jim Dolan to give up two or three more pieces than the Knicks needed to give up in that trade, because the Knicks could have had him for a lot less, and the Nuggets walked away with a lot of talent in that trade, a lot more than they were than they probably would have got if Donnie Walsh had been running that negotiation all the way through and hadn't had his power usurped by James Dolan. But here's the other thing, guys. In any industry, I don't care what it is, the employee has a right to go work where he wants. Dave, if you don't like working in Denver, even though you've worked there for 75 years, Krieger.
I think he's talking to you, Krieger.
Dude.
You know, it's you can get up and you can, you know, you can get up and go work for the Austin American Statesman and go live in the best town in Texas, right?
Right, but as you know, Chris, sports are different. You can't do that in the NFL. You can't get up and walk away. You know, that's, sports are different. You get paid a lot more and you have a lot less freedom.
Yeah, but baseball is different. Albert Pujols just left the World Series champions, and he had 250 million reasons to do so. And, look, the NBA doesn't have that kind of a problem on their hands where guys are going to, you know, Anaheim's a big market team. They outdrew the L.A. Dodgers last year for the first time ever, and they just threw a contract at Pujols that makes Alex Rodriguez's deal with the Yankees look like chump change.
Hey, Chris, let me jump in. We've got about 45 seconds. Where do you see this thing eventually going? And I made the comment, and Krieger and I were talking prior to you coming on. I don't think the league, legally speaking, has much to stand on. I think this deal eventually is going to go through.
I'm with you, Dave. I think Dave Stern's going to reconsider. He's going to tell him, look, find a way to make that deal a little more palatable to the Hornets, and we'll put it through. Because it really opens a can of worms by having him do this. And he looks horrible. David Stern, really, it's one of the worst days he's ever had in vetoing that trade that would have sent Chris Paul to the Lakers.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Chris, thanks for the time. We certainly appreciate it.
All right, Dave and Dave, thanks for having me on, and thanks for the plug.
You bet. Chris Sheridan, NBA writer with SheridanHoops.com.